on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The husband of a Kent woman who was killed whilst on holiday in Brazil says he's pleased a travel firm's accepted responsibility for her death. 50-year-old Gillian Metcalf from Tenterden died when the boat she was on was hit by another vessel in September 2013. Audley Travel, which organised the trip, have now admitted a liability for her death and have apologised to the family. Her husband Charlie says there's no point being angry that it's taken them so long.
That's not going to help me or my children. It's very disappointing that it's taken so long, and I don't quite understand why that should be. But that's where we are. We've got the right result in the end.
KMFM News.
This emerging elderly woman died after staff at a department store in Kent locked her up for the night, leaving her unconscious in the toilets. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, Lorraine Rawbone used the toilet in Debenhams in Folkestone in March this year, but suffered a blood clot which left her slumped in the cubicle. The 70-year-old from Etching Hill was eventually found unconscious 4 hours later after her husband used the tracker app on his iPhone. At an inquest yesterday, staff at the store insisted they checked the toilets before they closed, but she went unnoticed. A coroner ruled she would have had a greater chance of survival if she had had medical care sooner. Debenhams have apologised and say steps have been taken to improve the closing procedure.
A Kent man's been jailed for sharing images of child sex abuse on the internet. Liam Shorter was arrested after police raided his home in July last year and seized a laptop and tablet that contained a number of indecent photographs and videos. The 22-year-old from Willow Park in Otford has been sentenced to 16 months behind bars.
KMFM News.
A major appeal has been launched in Spain's Costa del Sol, where it's suspected Britain's most wanted could be hiding. Pictures of 10 fugitives have been released, including 27-year-old Shane O'Brien from London, who was last spotted in Ashford and is accused of an alleged murder. Matt Burton is from the UK's National Crime Agency, who've launched the appeal on the Costa del Sol.
For some reason, they feel that this is a safe haven. 76 people have realised it's not a safe haven. I would encourage the expats here to take this campaign to their hearts and come forward with information.
Eggs of a mosquito not normally found in this country but capable of carrying the Zika virus have been discovered in Kent. More than a dozen households in the village of Stamford near Hythe have been sent letters about the Asian tiger mosquito eggs found nearby. Shetway Council say they're carrying out a spray treatment but insist there's no risk to people's health. And plans for a new supermarket, brewery and flats in Ashford have been given the go-ahead. The £55 million development on a brownfield site on Victoria Way will include more than 200 apartments. Chapel Down, who already have a vineyard in Tenterden, are planning to spend more than £1 million on a restaurant, bar and visitor centre. You can see what it could look like. We've tweeted pictures via at KMFM News.
KMFM Showbiz.
Little Mix have been chatting to KMFM about their new album that's set to be released next month. It features their new hit single, Shout Out to My Ex. The girl shot to fame after appearing on The X Factor 5 years ago. Jessie says it was great to be back on the show last weekend.
I religiously watch it every year. I'm like obsessed. Mm. And I thought I'm going to try not to watch it as much this year so that when I go on it, it doesn't feel like The X Factor. Mm. And it didn't work.
You can hear the rest of that interview on the Hit List with Glenn on KMFM from 7.
KMFM Sports.
England's cricketers have finished day one of the first test against Bangladesh in a relatively good position. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, England reached 258 for 7 at the close of play in Chittagong. Half centuries from Moeen Ali and Johnny Bairstow helped rescue Alistair Cook's side from 21 for 3. On to football, and it was a disappointing night for Manchester City in the Champions League as they were thrashed 4-0 by Barcelona. There was also a defeat for Celtic, but Arsenal made easy work of their Bulgarian opponents, winning 6-0. Meantime, Manchester United take on Turkish side Fenerbahce in the Europa League later. Jose Mourinho's squad are looking to go 6 games unbeaten in all competitions. Fenerbahce have only won 2 league matches so far this season, but Mourinho says they're not taking them lightly.
We are going to play with a team that has chances to win, and if we play with a team that is not good and strong, we don't have a chance.
Kickoffs at 8:05. And in tennis, British number two Kyle Edmund plays in the last 16 of the European Open in Belgium later. He takes on world number 15 David Ferrer.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.